The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Jimmy, right there, Joe Piscopo on the radio. I'll
take this, baby. You don't care for me. I don't know care about that. You got a new boo. Ha, I'd like to laugh at. I have only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire. Hey, let me stand next to your fire.
Wow, Jimi Hendrix, Mitch Mitchell, Noel Redding. One of the great rock groups of all time. And they always go, oh, that's psychedelic. No, man, I tell you, Jimmy was one of the great guitar players of all time to this day. And I got to tell you, Mitch Mitchell, I just saw a picture yesterday with Mikey. He showed me, he went into my office at the gym and he put my screensaver is now the Jimi Hendrix Experience. So I walked into my office, I punched up the computer, and there was Jimmy and Noel and Mitch Mitchell right there. It was so funny. But Mitch Mitchell was a small guy, man. I didn't mean to, and get, when I tell you, a drummer, the rock drummer, I don't care what you say. Yeah, Ginger Baker, yeah, all the great drummers, you know, Al will tell you about the great drummers. But I'll tell you, Mitch Mitchell was the guy, for me, was the guy. And he was not a big guy, but to have that power and to sustain that, and have 4 years, like Meteor, that's what the Jimi Hendrix Experience was about. 4 years, roughly in the 60s. And then, Jimmy just, you know, they, like the brilliant, like what happens with a brilliant meteor just kind of burned out. Hey, Joe on the radio. So there's so much going on. And believe me, I like to deviate. I'd rather talk about Jimi Hendrix. I'd rather talk about Frank Sinatra. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching the news. Yeah, and you can't keep up with it. So I'm trying to keep up with it. First of all, several police officers have been killed in Paris. They've been knifed in Paris, and they died in Paris, France. Al, do we have that story exactly what that is? There were several, were there four police officers? Is that what I just saw break across the news?
Hey, you got to give me a second here. I'm pulling up the story right now.
Yeah, I believe it was. And then we'll get into the politics of it. But, you know, as you go across around the country, you see how beautiful France is. And then you see this was not far from Notre Dame. It was at a police station. And apparently there were police officers killed. And it was a knife attack. So, I mean,
apparently they're reporting at least four police officers killed in that knife attack at the Paris police headquarters. The assailant was killed, though.
Yeah, now I want now, you know, do I speculate? Do you and I, what you know what we're thinking? Terrorism, we're not supposed to say anything because that's racist. But my goodness gracious, you know, and by the way, well, on that subject and Notre Dame, and may those police officers' souls rest in peace. My gosh, it's just a knife attack. I'm telling you, if it's not a bomb, it's not the guns, it's not a car. They always find some way to just attack like that for no reason. And is it terror? We'll find out about it. But I'm still suspect about Notre Dame burning. I mean, I do not believe that was an accident. I'm sorry. I do not believe that. That is something with the Christian persecution around the world. You're trying to tell me something? No. Well, and we will. Okay. We won't speculate. Okay. We'll be objective. Okay. It was a knife attack in Paris, France. You could put two and two together, but we'll get into the facts later. Locally at home, and we will follow that story. How in the House you have the special envoy, the former special envoy who just he quit about 6 days ago, Kurt Volker. He's going to now appear in front of this House impeachment inquiry. The House Intelligence Committee is going to go behind closed doors. They're going to go talk to this guy. There is a coup going on in the country. And you know what? I want to just open the 9 o'clock hour and have some fun and take some phone calls and talk about Jimi Hendrix or talk about what I'm doing in the next few weeks. I'm watching a coup unfold in front of me on television.
That's exactly what this is. I don't care what you feel about Donald Trump. I don't care. Because you know what? And they tried to do the same thing to Bill Clinton. I'm telling you. The difference is Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. And they're trying to take him. We're watching a coup. And they won't stop. And I can't even verbalize it well enough. I wish I was that good of a broadcaster where I could get behind this microphone and say to you, watch Nancy Pelosi. Watch when they go close on her face. There's no authenticity there. There's no heart there. There's no soul there. She is reciting her lines. And Schiff looks, this guy looks lost. This guy just totally lost. They're all bought and sold. They're all in there, and it's all for political gain. It has nothing to do with the United States of America. It has nothing to do with what's safe for America. It has nothing to do with what a president said or did not say in a phone call. It's nothing to do with that. It's power and it's control, and you and I are going to pay for it. And you and I are supposed to sit there and watch these press conferences. And now we're going to speak what Volcker says and what happened in the Ukraine. They don't touch Joe Biden. They don't touch it. They don't touch Joe Biden's son. You just heard General Spaulding in his book, Stealth Wars. You got to check out that book talking about Joe Biden and his son and what happened with China and the money they made in China while Barack Obama was president. Not one person steps up. In the meantime, the Republicans are not, in my opinion, defending the president the way they should. There should be subpoenas flying out. You know, it makes me suspect of when the Republicans weren't, don't get me started, when they were in charge and they had the House and they had the White House and they had the Senate. Where was health care, man? And it's amazing that the president got so much accomplished in the short time that he's been there. But where's the immigration reform? Where was infrastructure? Where was all of that when the Republicans were putting everything together? You know, and oh, they blame it all on Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's out now. What? Let's step up. Let's step up. Where are the subpoenas? Unbelievable. You're going to fight. You got to fight fire with fire. And the president is on his own and not. And correct me if I'm wrong. There's some good Republicans out there that support the president and support this crazy attack, this coup that is going on in our country. It's exactly what it is. I'm sorry. It's exactly what it is. But I don't feel the Republicans stepping up for this president, because there should be a concerted effort to fire back whatever Schiff and Pelosi are doing. And this is what's dangerous. It's the House Intelligence Committee. You can't mess with that. You can't. And they know it. Do you know the power that they have over you and I? Do you know the House Intelligence Committee? Anybody could walk in your house right now. You worry about the government? The IRS could walk in your house, say, you owe this. And you could say, no, I don't. Here's my documentation. I don't. You are guilty until proven innocent in the United States of America. The Department of Justice can go in, can raid a lawyer's files and Michael Cohen, and they could say, okay, we're raiding your files. And then Michael Cohen says, well, wait, I have a confidentiality agreement, and you can't do that. Well, if you're the DOJ, you can. If you're Roger Stone, And you, God forbid, misremember something. If you say one thing and then they interpret it, the DOJ interprets it another way, they're going to do a pre-dawn raid on your house with automatic weapons. Look where we are. And you know what it's for? I mean, you know me. I'm solution-based. What's the end result? You know what the end result is? Power and control. And what are the tenets of socialism? Power and control. That's all this is, man. Has nothing to do with the United States of America. They could care less about you and me. They could care less about our safety, paying taxes. They could care less. And then when we elect somebody to turn it inside out, upside down and backwards, like we did with President Trump, will you stop with this thing? Because people keep saying, oh, it's a pro-Trump. It's not. It's pro-America. When someone speaks out on behalf of us, we say, yes, this is the person we want. Because they don't. They want us to be minions. Like Bill just said. Like it was in high school. Chuck Schumer went to speak. He questioned the Second Amendment. And Schumer's telling this kid in high school, you're wrong. No, wait a minute. Hey, hold on. Senator, you're a senator. You're a hired gun. You work for me. And I'm telling you to support the Second Amendment and to stop fighting me on this. And yet they think they're better than we are. I'll tell you, it's a tough time. I think we'll get through it. On a positive note, I really believe we will get through it. But it is just plain not fair that you and I have to witness what, in essence, is a coup going on in the United States of America. And the power of the House Intelligence Committee. And then you look at Nancy Pelosi. Look, by the way, call that up. Go online and check out Pelosi Schiff Presser. Pelosi Schiff Presser. Just go look. And look at Nancy Pelosi. Nancy, like, you tell me she didn't have a shot or two of vodka before she went up there. And how scared Adam Schiff is because someone in California is saying, this is why I support you. I own you. Now you take down this president. You go there. You look at that. You tell me if I'm wrong. Hey, Andrew in Stanhope, my buddy. Andrew, welcome back to the show. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up? You're always telling the truth and you're good-hearted. The mayor of Newark, I'm very disappointed and disgusted with, even though he did well with the lead. But I was at a press conference for the local news. The great Jim Brown was there, anti-gang violence.
Yeah.
Jim's a big Trump supporter. So I told the mayor of Newark, I said I grew up right up the street in South Orange. It was almost an all-black community, and there was literally no gun violence, no teen pregnant. And I said, why don't you incorporate the importance of having the father in the home? Even Obama, the two parents,
he
gave a speech and he gave the stats like the young black kids, 90% less likely to go to jail if the father's in the home, even though Obama's policies contradict and cause.
I understand.
He basically bit my head off and he told two lies. He said it doesn't matter if you have a father in the home, and the reason why there's no violence in the black community in South Orange is because the economy is better, which is a lie. It's a little town. There's a pizzeria and a bagel shop. So it's a double lie. But then the people afterwards who also were African American, they were telling me, no, you were right. I interviewed them one-on-one. They said, no, it's a multifaceted, the economy, the family. Yeah. So everybody agreed. I threw myself out there. But he's actually a detriment to the community.
Well, yeah.
He's a leader, and he's telling kids, oh, it doesn't matter if you have a father.
Andrew, thank you. We're talking about Mayor Ross Baraka was kind enough to join me yesterday on the show, and we talked about the lead in the pipes in Newark, in the great city of Newark, and the great citizens of Newark, New Jersey, who are overtaxed. They really are. And yet they live in this town and stay in this town. And Ross Baraka just you might have had a little heated exchange there. And you're not wrong, Andrew. You need the father in the house. I remember when I went and I started my mission on helping at-risk youth. So I went to the Newark Detention Center. I told you the story many times. And I asked all these kids. One kid came. I told you the kid that came up to me. That really rocked me too, man. Kid's in an orange jumpsuit, and he's shackled. You know, young black American. He's got handcuffs on his hands, shackled on his feet. He looks at me. Hey, Mr. Piscopo, how are you? Those were his exact words. And I said, hey man. I said, what are you in here for? And he said, homicide. He said, homicide. But he said, and I told you this before. He said, homicide. Like you would, I would say, well, you know, we got in a fight at school. Well, you know, I took some hubcats. Well, I did some graffiti. Homicide? Homicide. So I got in front of these kids at the North Detention Center, and this had to be 20 years ago. And I said, how many fathers are in the home? Not one kid raised their hand. It is a problem. It is an absolute problem. And I always say, if you're man enough to have a child, you better be man enough to be a father. I'm telling you, that is something. Believe me, I made every mistake you possibly could make, you know, but I've been blessed with the most beautiful children in the world. And every single day, I thank God for those beautiful children. I try to be as good a father as I can be. But I want to give Ross Baraka a shout out for getting a hold of this lead in the water problem in Newark. He really handled it quickly. He went to, I believe, Kevin O'Toole and I think Joe DiVincenzo, the county executive. And I hope I got my names right, my facts right. But Ross Baraka handled this very, very quickly, and he is now taking care of that lead in the water in Newark, New Jersey, and Ross Baraka did a good job on that. I wanted to give him a shout-out, but understand your concerns, Andrew. Hey, let me go to Frank, if I can, real quick before we break. Frank, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Joe, how you doing? I went to FDR, too, in Brooklyn, like that other caller did. I want to say I feel there should be term limits, too, because You tell me, how does Barbara Boxer and Feinstein's husbands have the only contract that sells the magnetometers and the x-ray machines
Thank you.
All the airports in
Thank
the country?
Thank
how
you.
How does Pelosi, every one of her kids, become millionaires? I mean, this is insane.
It is.
It's insane.
It is. You know what? Heather McDonald said it best. You are, Frank, thank you for calling. You're right on the money. This, you, the audience here this morning, right here on Joe on the radio, you can mobilize. You can mobilize. Because not only will you mobilize and you will get out and vote, it's our responsibility, I think, for as good Americans to go out and mobilize the folks that Big Al said, the 3 million or so in New Jersey, for example, that are registered to vote but do not. This is the time to really take it back. We have to mobilize in 2020. And Ms. McDonald is right on the money in that regard. One more call? I know. We're going to go to Nicole in a second. Judy's been waiting for a while. Judy, sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning? Thank you for calling.
Oh, good morning, Joe. You're a pleasure to listen to. You know, I wanted to call and make a suggestion and see what you think. But before I say that, I cannot get over. I call her Pinocchio Pelosi. That's one. And two, the 50 Schiff, Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Could you
please
explain to me how this guy has the absolute nerve to get up there and to speak to the American public and completely twist and smear and lie about whatever
that's
best.
Right.
And he gets away with it. They get away with it. Like, what in the world? Joe, let me ask you a question. I'm serious. I've heard this suggested maybe 2 years ago or a year ago, and I'm thinking this person might be right. So let me run it by you, Joe.
Yeah.
What if President Trump hires, I'm serious, like 100 lawyers, unbiased, truthful lawyers. He needs an army of legality out there to go out there and really do discoveries and wherever it takes you and really reveals and exposes the truth pronto, because we've had enough, Joe. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. I think he's trying to do that now, Judy. Great point. Great point. That's why the president is surrounding himself with Jay Sekulow and Mayor Giuliani. These are brilliant legal minds, let me tell you. And then I hear it, and I don't want to break confidences, but Joe DiGenova as well. These are brilliant, top of the of all legal profession, these are the guys. So I think the president is surrounding himself legally because that's the only recourse he has now, Judy. You're right on the money. Hey, Nicole Malliotakis has a lot to say this morning. She's fired up. Debbie, we want to talk. We want to talk wedding. We want to talk trips. We want to talk Italy coming up, but we got business at hand, and so we're doing the best we can. And Debbie's looking out for you, and nobody does it better than Debbie Duhaime on the roads of New York, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks a lot, Joe. We're going to take it to 684 South Exit 8, getting down through Croton Falls, an accident on the shoulder, slowing everybody down. The sprain south at 287, accident into Greenberg, and the Hutch north at Wilmot Row, getting into Scarsdale, an accident there as well. Traffic moving slowly on the LIE west at Old Nichols Road with a crash. Meadowbrook North, Hempstead Turnpike, an accident as well. It's still a problem for you on the Bronx River Parkway, heading north at Gun Hill Road. Accident blocking a lane. Southbound Deegan, another accident by the Grand Concourse. One was cleared, now another one sitting there. Watch for delays. Cross Bronx West, it's horrible getting out toward the George Washington Bridge with a disabled truck. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 minutes into town. Watch for delays at LaGuardia on arrivals because of windy conditions. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 35. And if you're heading over to the Holland, still about 40 in from 1 and 9. Rain today, windy, it's kind of chilly out there with a high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433-960, Equal Housing Lender.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
You got to listen to Eileen. She is so funny. Oh, my gosh. She is something else. Eileen, are you single? You have problems? Oh, well, you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Hey, by the way, if you're thinking about getting engaged, you know, and you want to get married, something like that, and you need to find the right diamond, you know, I wish I knew this during my last couple of marriages. But Parian and Sons will find you the best diamond. And when I went over there, and I keep telling you, when I went to see Glenn Parian and Debbie and Katie and Maria over there, and they were so nice, and Glenn was all dressed up in a suit. I thought that was so cool that a jeweler was dressed up like that. And then when I gave my watches to Glenn to fix, and I told you this, I looked at the most beautiful diamonds, you know. And again, I've been married a couple of times. I know diamonds. All right, give it to me, all right? So I looked. I saw the diamonds at Parian and Sons are great. But even still, you will look and you will see. You won't know the cut and the clarity and the color of the diamond. There's something that a jeweler can see. And when it's a jeweler that and Parian and Sons, like Maria, for example, they know the four C's better than anybody. Like when I bought the diamond cross for Charlie. Right, for our first Holy Communion, I don't know from diamonds. I got a paper that authenticated the diamond. I got some. That diamond is a gleam. It's not a big cross. Small, beautiful, and the price was right, and the diamond shines the way my daughter does. And the same will be for you when you go buy a diamond there. And don't forget the top designers at Parian and Sons. Charles Kripel, A-Link, the watches. Forget about the watches over there. E-Bell, Oris, Parian and Sons. Not, by the way, you need a repair like I do for my watches. You got to go get your jewelry restored and repaired at Parian and Sons. Love telling you about Glenn and Maria and Katie and the family that is Parian and Sons. Parian and Sons right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or start here, please, ParianDiamonds.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
9:26 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Nicole Maliotakis is an assembly member for New York State, for Brooklyn, Staten Island, doing a great job up there in Albany, and looked great at the Murano wedding. Nicole, it was great to see you there. That was a great time, huh?
Well, let me tell you, I was honored to be seated at your table, Joe. That was the best table in the whole place, and it was really a good time.
Dan Donovan was there with Serena. It was great with the Katsimatidis. We had a great time, and it was great to see you there. Now, Nick, I have to tell you, because, again, there's always full transparency and organic honesty on this program that we really strive for. Nicole, late last night, emailed me, said, Joe, I got to jump on the air. She was fired up about Max Rose now supporting impeaching the president. And, you know, those of us who want to just move on with the country don't understand this. Nicole, you got the airwaves, and I know this is very upsetting to you, but, what is on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, since the beginning of the campaign that I launched for Congress to defeat Max Rose, I have been saying that he is a fraud who says one thing in the district and says something else in Washington. It's been proven time and again. For example, supporting Ilhan Omar, refusing that she should come off the Foreign Affairs Committee, calling her a friend with whom he shares values, then coming to the district and apologizing to the constituents and saying he doesn't agree with her. Really playing all sides on almost every controversial issue. What happened here with impeachment, about a week ago, he wrote an op-ed in the Staten Island Advance saying that he didn't support impeachment. In that same op-ed, though, he called the president corrupt, and later on went to Twitter to call the president a clown. So he was upsetting everyone in this district because no one knew where he actually stood. So we really pushed him on this issue and said, you know, you're either for proceeding with countless investigations or you're not. And sure enough, he went last week to Congress, says he didn't support impeachment in the district. But he went to Congress and then voted with Nancy Pelosi and the squad to continue the investigation. Last night at a town hall, he came out and said that he did fully support he fully supports the moving forward with the impeachment. And that was something I think that sent shockwaves across this borough that did vote for Trump. Trump won this district by double digits. Yeah. But it also finally showed his true colors of what I've been saying all along, that he is a Park Slope liberal, just like Bill de Blasio. He moved to Staten Island just to run for this congressional seat. And I'm going to tell you, in 2020, they're going to give Max the axe, and we're going to take back this congressional seat because he's not representing the views of this constituency that wants a Congress that's going to work with our president to actually deliver results. Continuing with impeachment, continuing with these witch hunts and investigations is going to do nothing to lower our taxes. It's doing nothing to improve our commute. It's doing nothing to secure our borders. And that's what the people of Staten Island want. It's what they deserve. And, you know, we're done playing games here, you know, with a congressman who takes all sides, depending on what day it is. Now we know his true colors, where he stands, and he's moving forward. He's caved to the socialist squad, and he's moving forward with Nancy Pelosi on impeachment.
It's scary because we don't know what's going on down there on the AOC front. And I know Nancy Pelosi is pushing and stepping in front of that, Mike. She looks so they look so lost, Nicole, watching that presser with Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. And they are. They're being pushed from the progressive left. But and to your point, and I listen, we open these airwaves to Max Rose. He won't come on. And I say that, and Max's wife was beautiful, very nice people. I met them at an event, you know. I said, hi, I said, Max, come on the show. I'm not hearing anything. And I love the way, see, Dan Donovan was so involved in everything Staten Island, everything Brooklyn, and you're the same way. But do you think that the voters will realize that?
Well, what they're realizing is that, you know, Democrats like Max Rose are moving more and more to the left, cave to the socialist squad. And that's a very dangerous place for our country when everyone is afraid of the next election instead of actually doing what's right for their constituents. So, you know, this is socialism is spreading right here in New York City. It's spreading by AOC primarying various members of Congress, various state legislators. Yep. And they're continuing to build on that. So this is unfortunate. We need one Republican voice from New York City to fight back. I will be that voice. Visit my website, NicoleForNY.com.
All right, Nicole, this coming Monday, what's it? You're going to be in the Bronx for a Yankees playoff party? Is that what I'm hearing? Rumor has it. Is that right?
Stans is a place that never opens for the playoff away games, but they're going to be opening just for me on Monday night. So 6 p.m. we'll be there at Stans in the Bronx, which is right across from the stadium.
Yeah.
Join us to watch our Yankees, our home team play, and it's going to be a good time. So I hope everyone comes. Just relax setting, a little fundraiser. Details are on my website, NicoleForNY.com. But look, socialist money is pouring into my opponent's campaign from all over the country, particularly with this announcement of impeachment. So please go to my website and chip in because it's critical. We will win this race as long as we have the resources to get our message out. President won it by 10. I won it with 67% during the mayor's race. And, you know, New York City needs one voice. And hundreds of thousands of people in this city don't believe that AOC or Bill de Blasio or Jerry Nadler or now Max Rose represents their views, and so they need a voice, and I want to be that voice for them in Washington to provide that counter view.
Nicole Maliotakis fighting the fight. Great to see you, Nicole, and we'll see you soon. See you at the stadium.
Thanks, Nicole.
And Nicole doing a great job in the assembly, by the way, in New York State. And she's right, though. And again, Max Rose always has the microphone here if he'd like to step on. But Nicole's point is so well taken. What happened in New Jersey, man? And no disrespect, no disrespect or dislike or hate toward Mr. Rose or to like Phil Murphy, the governor, or something like that. But everybody's coming in now to these to our states to what we stand for. They're doing that whole progressive socialist thing. Am I right? It has nothing to do with local politics. It has nothing. Remember Tip O'Neill, the late great Tip O'Neill, always said all politics are local. And, well, I don't know if that's true anymore. AOC is on a national agenda, and now Max is jumping on the AOC bandwagon. That's kind of weird, man. So you got to keep it local. You got to keep it local. There's a big agenda to take down everything that you and I stand for, and it's that progressive socialist. What's the end game? Their power and their control. Joe Piscopo on the radio, just saying. The microphone's open to everybody. Trying to be objective here. 9:33 with Joey on the radio. I see the phone calls. You don't don't think I see you. I see you. I see that call over there. What are you looking at? 877-970-2999. The Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to check in. I'll have a second or two to grab the calls when we come back. Right now, we're breaking for Al Gattulo, the news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Marymount Manhattan College has been closed since Tuesday because the school has received multiple bombing and shooting threats. The Upper East Side College will be closed again today as the NYPD tries to figure out who has been calling in the violent threats. School officials say a man they believe made the calls was spotted on campus on Monday. Police raced to the East 71st Street campus, but they say they found no credible threat. The New Jersey saga of clerks is going to continue, as director Kevin Smith says. A third edition of the series is in the works. Smith, a Red Bank native, first broke onto the scene in 1994 with the first Clerks movie, which shadowed his personal experiences working at a convenience store in the Leonardo section of Middletown Township. Smith announced on social media yesterday that the third film would reunite the main actors from the previous movies and will be based on a new screenplay he just started writing. A new film starring Smith and his character Silent Bob will be coming to theaters on October 15th. In sports, Yankees and Twins will play game one of their American League Division Series tomorrow night in the Bronx. Starting pitchers yet to be named. The Rays beat the A's 5-1 in the American League wildcard game last night. And tomorrow afternoon, we'll have game two of the NLDS. Cardinals against the Braves in Atlanta. Pre-game at 4, first pitch at 4:37. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hi, Al. As you head to the inbound side of the GWB, it's about 35 minutes in because of a stalled truck that was just cleared from the upper level. Lower level, a much better choice. The inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 40 to 45. Holland, 35 in from 1 to 9, better from the New Jersey Turnpike. 280 West, exit 7 into West Orange, a crash. Traffic is moving slowly for you on Route 1, south into Dean's Lane, into South Brunswick with an accident. 1 to 9 south, right at Southwood Ave, getting into Linden, an accident involving a tractor trailer. Prepare for some stop and go traffic this morning at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, still 20 to 25 minutes in. Over at LaGuardia, delays on arrivals because of the wind, and traffic is still moving slowly across Bronx West out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge because of a disabled truck. Over on the northbound Hutch, getting up into Scarsdale, accident being cleared. Rain today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 9. 70, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care. How many guys out there have been using their wife or girlfriend shampoo? Your hair is different, so do them and your hair a favor. Get your own. Dove Men Plus Care has created a range designed to give your hair the care it needs to stay strong and more resilient. Available at Walmart. Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Timothy Christian School, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one, and it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Joe on the radio. How are you? 938. You know, I am looking at your phone calls as I speak, and I'm going to them in a second. I want to tell you about MyPillow first, because I love Mike Lindell, because he's a great guy. His faith is strong. His faith is unwavering, you know? And what he went through, crack addict to CEO, you know? I mean, that's exactly what his life is. But he's a great guy. And you know what I love about Mike as well? He gets radio, man. He gets radio. He was the first, Mike Lindell, was first to go on with Imus, you know? And Imus, one of the great broadcasters of all time. He and Mike struck up a friendship. The MyPillow took off, and Mike has been on radio ever since. So we appreciate that. And he appreciates you listening. You have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. This is from Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you something back so you can get these spectacular discounts on all MyPillow products. You can go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the radio listeners specials. You can get discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. And now this, I'm telling you, this is where you got to go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code AM970. Mike has a buy one, get one free offer today. Cousin Paulie, I'm talking to you. Paulie buys a pillow a week. God bless him. Paulie Pillow, we call him. Mike, yes. Listen, Mike Lindell, buy one, get one free. That's today at MyPillow.com. You could also pre-order Mike's book there as well. The name of the book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? Man, you can't make that up. Plus, you'll get $10 off with the promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order, please. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You got nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. You can call 800-651-0798 or go to MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
We're following this story too in Paris, France. Apparently one individual armed with a knife attacked police officers inside a headquarters in Paris on Thursday. He was shot dead. One officer was killed. There's like four cops apparently killed here, and we don't know. Apparently, this was a longtime employee of the police department, so we're not sure what's going on, but we will follow.
Apparently, he had been an administrative employee who had been with the office for more than two decades. They said they don't know the motive for the attack. Apparently, this attack comes a day after police went on strike in France over increasing violence against officers.
Yeah. All right. We'll follow that in Paris. And our hearts go out to the officers putting their lives on the line every day in Paris and all around the world. 941 with Joe on the radio. Let me go to Chris on Staten Island. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Joe, how you doing? I'm a big fan of yours, Italian-American. And I just like to say that you're a great guy. And
thanks,
it's a
man.
Shame. It's a shame what they're doing to this president. But I just want to let you know that me, myself, I was thinking about running in any way I can because this guy, Max Rose, is a real two-faced. Mm. He lied. You know, he had people going all over Staten Island knocking on doors.
And
you know, telling them to run, you know, to vote for him and this and that. But I just want to tell you that Nicole, she's a wonderful person. I met her at my son's, he was getting an award, he's a cop, I met her there. She was there with O'Neill, and this was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and she's a wonderful person. I told her whatever she needed to do, I'd like to back her up in that, and I would have loved to see her win, but, you know, I don't know what happened with that, but this guy just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And somebody with a lot of money backed him up, and they pushed him through, man, let me tell you.
They're trying to do it. Chris, thanks for your service. Thanks for being a great dad and for your son's service in the NYPD. Appreciate that very, very much. Yeah, Nicole is everywhere in the community. And by the way, we open up the airwaves to Mr. Rose. Chris, thank you for your kind comments as well. But there's that progressive socialist agenda that is now permeating into the communities that you and I grew up in, man, that you and I, we knew the families, we knew the stores, you know, we knew all the people. It's our communities, and now they're just trying to take over by this broad social agenda that you hear from Mayor de Blasio. Now you hear from my longtime acquaintance, Governor Cuomo, as well. You hear from, you know, it's happening in New Jersey, and you and I are sitting there going, wait, this isn't our community. What are you doing? You're not worrying about us at all, you know? And people who are in stressed areas in our communities feel it even worse. They're being totally abandoned by this big national progressive socialist push. And it's time we all stepped up. And Chris, you can do something, man, and you're doing something. Your son's a cop, and now you're going to go out and vote, and you're going to vote the right way. Hey, Eric in Georgia. Eric, thanks for calling. You're down there in Georgia. You're not the Soviet Union. Georgia in the United States, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning, Joe?
We're very well. Thank you for listening. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, yeah. Now, you're asking about the Republicans sitting on their hands. From what I understand is without an actual vote in the House, up and down floor vote on impeachment inquiry,
yeah,
that Republicans are handcuffed. They can't issue any subpoenas. They're not involved in any of the depositions. They're pretty much hostage like the rest of the country.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. You know what, Eric, thank you for listening down in the Peach State. Is that what it's called? What's Georgia called, Al? The Peach? I'm going to ask Al Petullo.
I think it's Peach State. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Sure, whatever.
I live in Jersey, so whatever.
But thank you. You're absolutely right. Their hands are tied in the House. Not in the Senate. Can you step over from the Senate? Can Lindsey Graham step up? I don't know. Is A.G. Barr going to drop a bomb on everybody? I think so, maybe. But in the meantime, the president sure seems like he's the lone man standing. And you know, we support him. And certainly, listen, it's not the Donald Trump thing. It's the president. It's the president of the United States being assaulted for things that didn't happen just so other people can get in control. And you and I are watching the country unfold and divide. And we're like, what? Why is this happening? Power and control on their side, and it's got to stop. Hey, let me go to Sonny on Staten Island. Sonny, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, Joe? Good morning.
Good morning. What are you thinking, Sonny?
I have a bone to pick with you. You never came to the Al Jolson Society thing with that being up.
How did I miss that, Al?
Oh, man, but he did a great job. And his two sons was wonderful. Really was in Philadelphia. But anyway, to get on to a more serious note, I'm a big supporter of Nicole Meliotakis. She did a great job, even running for mayor. You know, she lost, but I'm going to tell you that she won on Staten Island. She's a real deal. I did a lot of security work for her, and let me tell you, I admire the woman. She's done a great job and a great success for her in Congress. Nice. I know she'll beat Max Rose. He is a disgrace. Let me tell you something about Max Rose. He's a disgrace to the military. To thinking like that, I put 21 years in the military, and in the military doesn't think like him. So that was all skewed, his pictures with the dog when he was promoting it, running. That's all a bunch of crap, I could just tell you right now. He's against the wall and on the border. He's against everything that America stands for. And he's going to lose because Staten Island will not put up with that. I can just tell you that now.
Sonny, thanks for your service, brother. Thank you for your service. And you know what? I'm going to work on my mommy. How I love you. How I love you. Now I got to go, Al. I got to go to Al Jolson fundraiser.
No, he invited you, and he did this the last time. He invited you on the air, and you were already doing something else. And he said, oh, just swing by. I love the people. Here. Swing by.
I'd like to be here on behalf of Al Jolson.
Yeah.
What? Who? Yeah. Oh, no. What? Drop to my knee. Not my bad knee, my other knee. Mommy! Oh, Joseph, our buddy from North Bergen, New Jersey. Joseph, how are you, buddy? We got a couple seconds, but wanted to say hi. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joe, I'll be quick. You know, when you have Jesus in your heart, you have forgiveness. He understood the trauma that policewoman did when she shot the brother.
Yeah, man.
That time, that guy's brother. That proves the gospel of Jesus Christ right there.
Yeah.
And he'll get off, and she'll get off in about 5 years or less.
Yeah, it was a tough thing. Thank you, Joseph. We're talking about, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. If you saw it online, it's on my Twitter feed at Jersey Joe Piscopo, where the brother of that poor guy that got shot, eating ice cream on his couch. The police officer came in. She was disoriented. She killed the guy. And now, because she's going to do 10 years in prison, she's no longer with the Dallas Police Department. But the brother of the deceased got on the stand and said, I forgive you. And may your honor, may I hug the person that killed my brother. This is, and you got to watch it online. And everybody just, you could hear the gasp in the courtroom. And then he, again, the guy says, the brother says, can I? And the judge says, yes, go ahead. And they hugged. And it was like, what? I mean, talk about, it's true. I tell you what, though, as religious as I am, as much as Jesus is my Lord and Savior, I don't think I could ever do anything like that. But, yeah, you really have to applaud it. It was one of the most moving things that you'll see online. Let me go to Paul real quick before we break. Paul from Queens, always appreciate you listening, my friend. Wanted to get you on there for a couple seconds here. What are you thinking this morning?
Joe, I was just listening to a conversation you had earlier with the lady in regards to the police on the statistics and stuff.
Yeah, Heather McDonald.
I don't see how Jimmy O'Neill, the current commissioner, is just a lapdog. And I have to say it because you have to see across America what's going on. They suspended a cop that did a federal law. He called in a federal law. How do you have a captain suspend a cop, you know, doing the federal law? And this is through the politics. And yesterday, it was supposed to be a fundraiser. They canceled it because the captain didn't want Republicans there. I mean, we got to make sure the cops don't get subverted by cops that are leading under the politics of socialism. Because then you're going to put all cops in jeopardy and citizens.
Well, I said, first of all, James O'Neill is a cop's cop. And is a great warrior for the city of New York. I stand fast with Jimmy O'Neill. This is one of the greatest police commissioners we've had. His heart and soul is with the NYPD. But to be politically in this environment, to make New York City, excuse me, and I said this to Chief Monahan the other day, to make New York City the safest big city in the United States of America, under Commissioner O'Neill, with the politics that go on, is monumental. Monumental. So I stand fast with the Commissioner O'Neill and all the NYPD. To your point, though, what I say, Paul, is as all of this unfolds and all the politics permeates our great institutions like the NYPD, I always say to our brothers and sisters in the New York Police Department, you can't fight from within, because that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. Do not fight within. You got to watch each other's back as best as you possibly can in this terrible, terrible, volatile political environment. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 951. Debbie, all morning long on the roads for you. Wow. Debbie, you stay on top of everything, and we appreciate it very much as it gets cloudy, a little misty out there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I've been known to get cloudy and misty at times.
We all have. You know, speaking of that video where the woman was convicted, the Dallas ex-police officer, brother of Botham, Jean, that is so emotional. Hear him speaking and his forgiveness. Oh my gosh, I was crying watching that video.
You got to see it. It's like, I don't know that I could have done it, Deb. I don't know. You gotta appreciate the strength of that guy to do that. How about Debbie? Thanks so much, and we appreciate you always being with us. We're going into 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's jumping on the airwaves at 10:05. Right now, Debbie's got the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We're still seeing 15-minute delays, LIRR, through Jamaica because of earlier signal problems. Ronkonkoma branch still a 10-minute delay as well. Delays on the downtown RNW because of signal problems. Inbound GWB still 45 because of a stalled tractor trailer on the upper level. We're still seeing delays at the inbound Lincoln of 30. Holland still 35 to 40. Traffic is moving slowly on 280 West, exit 7 into West Orange with a collision. 80 West heavy through Powell. Patterson with an accident cleared. Delays over at LaGuardia of almost an hour because of windy conditions. And we're still seeing slowdowns on 78 East at the Garden State Parkway with an accident there as well. Traffic moving solely Deegan South at the Grand Concourse with a collision. It's still kind of busy for you on the Cross Bronx West into the Alexander Hamilton Bridge with the stall truck cleared. And the Cross Island, pretty busy northbound by Linden Boulevard. That's an accident as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Larry Elder believes the impeachment talk is unwarranted.
Somebody who wasn't even on the phone call, heard it secondhand or third hand, decided that he or she didn't like what the president said, filed some sort of whistleblower complaint. And because the administration did not deem the complaint urgent and Congress did not get it when they thought they should get it, this is impeachable. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
In today's tech-driven world, most just Google their questions. But when it comes to protecting your small business, the last thing you should do is trust an online search for the right answers. Honig Conti Perino Insurance is a vital resource for the small business owner. Not only are they small business owners themselves, they also have decades of experience. When you call them, you won't be put on hold like other impersonal insurance companies. You'll speak with the Michaels, who'll talk you through a customized policy that matches your business's needs. You'd be surprised how many headaches you can avoid with the right business insurance. And like any good thing in life, attention must be paid. You'll get their long-standing experience in the industry. Call Honig Conti Perino today at 212-777-7113. That's 212-777-7113, or visit honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino Insurance. Protecting your business is their business.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy, breezy, and dramatically cooler today than yesterday, with some rain and drizzle at times into early tonight. Temperature will stay in the 50s. And lingering clouds and perhaps a shower late tonight. Temperatures will slowly rise. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny. A windy, cool day, high 65. Saturday, mostly sunny and cool, high 62. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Are you thinking about getting some kind of implants or something? You think about that, veneers, right, for your smile? Yeah, you know, I did it. I mean, believe me, I went in and I did the whole thing. And because I told you this story where I got my teeth kicked in playing football in college, you know. That was the worst thing, because the one I recovered from the incident, but it just kind of rocks your whole mind. I just said, hey, put in what you could put, you know, real, some are fake, whatever you got to do, take care of it. So the man that kind of invented this whole process of veneers, of implants, of cosmetic dentistry, as well as wellness, is Dr. Ed Romano. So Ed Romano comes to us, says, you know what, I'm in Morristown, we have Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. Joe, can we get on your radio show and tell everybody? So I sat down with Ed when we broke bread and we had dinner together. This is a good guy, I got to tell you. And you know, I'm going to be honest with you as we chat on the radio every morning. Ed Romano's a good guy, will put you at ease, because when you go into a dentist chair, you, like everybody, you just tense up. Ed Romano, not, well, I'm telling you, personalized care, customized treatments. And this is the gentleman in Ed Romano who came up with a lot of these things that are becoming every day in the dentistry world, you know, like the implants, like the veneers. So if you want to make your smile sparkle, baby, you want to go to AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Check out, please, AestheticSmilesNJ.com or call Dr. Romano. Say, look, I heard Piscopo talking about you. What can you do for me? Just like that. Call 973-285-5480, 973-285-5480, or check out what could be done for you, Aesthetic Smiles NJ. Or again, Dr. Romano's number, 973-285-5480. Joe on the radio. Hey, Brian Zagan, great job producing this program in place of Frankie Fibros Morano. Great job, Brian. Well done indeed.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Joe.
That. No, appreciate that very, very much. You did the last couple of days. Matt Sambolin before that. Al Gattula, love you, man. You got to save the story for tomorrow about how you, your son had a cold. And your son, he's complaining he had a cold. And what did you tell him? What did you tell him?
I beat cancer. Deal with it. But there's more to it. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, we can't wait. Tomorrow, Al and Joe in the studio on a Friday. Maybe, pray, Jesus, we could at least have some fun tomorrow on a Friday. You made it to the end of the week. Let's do it. Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The answer, do not miss Mike Gallagher, Must Listen Radio, and Seb Gorka and Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, and the whole great team right here. Kevin McCullough in the afternoon on AM 970. The answer. I love you. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. Make it the best day ever because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
53 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. Uber is opening the skies to all users in New York. The ride-hailing giant will soon let all people use their Uber app to book helicopter flights to JFK Airport. The company announced today its Uber copter flights from Lower Manhattan will be available to all users beginning next Monday, October 7th. The 8-minute flight will cost $200 to $225 and include ground transportation on either side of the trip. New York Comic Con kicking off today at the Javits Center. Many panels and screenings during the annual 4-day event, including will be a screening of HBO's eagerly anticipated Watchmen series and a panel commemorating the 20th anniversary of Angel, the spinoff from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. In addition to many costume attendees, DC Collectibles will reveal an extensive slate of new statues and action figures.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.